You didn't bring no extra gummy bears at all? He bought one bag.
Yes. Yeah.
JB, what up, homie?
What's good, JB? Wait, JB out of the country, ain't he?
Nah, not that I know of.
Yeah, JB ain't local.
He out of the country?
I don't know where he at, but he ain't local. Yeah, shit, you know, shit. JB ain't local is what I know.
I thought Mecca was on. I thought all three of us was on today. I don't know why I thought that.
I mean, she can show up if she... Mecca has threatened several times to just pop up, but she won't. Keith has threatened several times to pop up, and he did.
Two different outcomes.
JB said he in OKC.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's out of the country.
Yeah, right, right. At some point.
Alright, shit, what's good, good people? It's been a minute. It's been, what we at, a month, 3 weeks? How long's it been?
It's either been 2 or 3 weeks since we not been on, 2 or 3.
Alright. One. Is that still the song?
Yes, it's still okay. A theme song.
I fast forward, that shit's long.
It is. It's long as shit. I'm maybe one day we'll get a different theme song, but right now that's still the theme song. We had a different theme. The mic sounds nice.
Mic check one.
Yeah, but
copyright.
Yeah.
Copyright issues.
Yeah, goddamn YouTube.
Who is that? Where'd that come from?
Salt and Pepper.
Salt and Pepper, okay.
Yeah, most definitely Salt and Pepper. Shout out to Salt and Pepper, Hollywood Walk of Fame. Yeah, I just saw it recently. Salt and Pepper got.
And Spinderella. How's that gonna go?
And so I don't know. I don't know what it says, because it should, like.
Because they're currently in, or I don't know if they still are, had some legal disputes.
Okay. Hold on.
Over use of the name.
Pause. All that. Theme song.
Oh.
Here. Okay, so like, Salt and Pepper is a group.
Right.
With Spinderella as the DJ, right?
Right.
Can Salt and Pepper exist without Spinderella?
That's the legal dispute.
Because they should, like, Salt is a person.
Theoretically, yes.
Right.
Yeah, I've never understood the need for the DJ. I don't get that.
Are you serious?
I'm serious. That seemed like it was needed for all of 5 minutes in the early 80s. Like, I don't see the need for the DJ any longer. What's the need for the DJ, Paul?
Do we do this now? Okay.
Yes.
All right. So in the early days of hip hop.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. No, it was. That shit got fixed quick.
No, but see, but it didn't though. That's the thing. Like in the, I'm talking early Kool Herc days of hip hop. Yeah. The MC was literally just somebody to talk while the DJ
changed up the,
okay. So at some point, the DJ was more important than the rapper.
Again, but that changed quickly.
But I don't know that it changed quickly.
By early 80s?
Because when you look at the DJ was the producer putting out the break beats. The DJ was the, you needed the DJ as much as you needed the rapper. So, which is why every, if you look at groups that was like a DJ and a rapper, the DJ's name normally came first.
Fresh DJ, Fresh Rakim,
that type of thing. But even if you looked at groups that had like just a solidified DJ, their DJ held a solid purpose because niggas wasn't rapping over tracks, and that was through
mid '80s at most.
Okay, mid '80s. Yeah, mid '80s.
So the DJ is, by the time Salt-N-Pepa started popping in what, late '80s, early '90s, the DJ wasn't needed no more.
By the time Salt-N-Pepa was early '80s?
Thought it was late '80s.
Salt-N-Pepa was on that early wave of like where hip, because they was around the time, same time as LL Cool J. LL had a DJ that was prominent.
Oh, LL was way before them.
Kind of in the same era, though.
Okay.
And LL had a DJ. Cut Creator was LL's DJ. Like everybody had a prominent
you're
DJ.
The only person that knows that.
I am not the only person that know that LL's DJ was Cut Creator.
You and Rooster. Cut Creator.
Terminator X was the DJ for Terminator Public X, Enemy.
Yes.
I cannot think of Africa Bambaataa's DJ. God damn. Africa Bambaataa had a DJ.
Who's Jay-Z DJ?
I don't know.
Nobody. That's my point. There's no need for the DJ any longer.
But 50 Cent DJ was Who Kid until Who Kid got big enough to just do his own thing. Who else had like a prominent DJ that kind of went on to bigger and better things?
So yes, they still use DJ live shows and so forth, but as a part of, you're not a part of me. I can still exist fully without you.
Right, but Salt-N-Pepa existed with Spinderella. Like, did Run-DMC need Jam Master Jay?
Yes, that's what I'm saying. There was a time when there was needed.
And
yes.
So does Run-DMC exist without Jam Master Jay?
No.
Salt-N-Pepa doesn't exist without Spinderella.
I guess. Okay. You know what it's like? Maybe I'm speaking to.
You know what it's like? Sade, right, is a person.
Okay.
But Sade is a group, right?
Is Sade a group?
Yeah.
Is it?
Yes. The group is called
Sade. We are Sade.
No. We are Sade.
No, I'm saying that's what the group. We are.
Yes.
Sade is a we.
Sade is a group. That woman's name is Helen.
I know that.
Yes.
But I assume her stage name was Sade. I didn't know Sade was
Sade is the group.
Wow.
Because the group has their own name also without Sade. Like the group started doing their own shit, but they like they created their own spinoff.
Like Philadelphia's Finest.
Right. Like Top Shelf without John.
Which is what?
Top Shelf without John.
Still Top Shelf. Still the Roots Band, and then remove. What is it? Remove Quest and
Black Thought
becomes Philadelphia's Finest.
Uh huh. Right. So, but they did. But yeah. So Sade, Sade the group. You take Helen. You take Helen out. Salt-N-Pepa the group.
Yeah. We.
What happened?
No, they just talking on chat.
Oh yeah. So. Spinderella was needed because the group, she was part of the group.
I guess maybe I'm speaking to her impact isn't as obvious as like a JMJ.
It's not, but also let's be clear. Cinderella was not Cinderella. Salt-N-Pepa was a gimmick.
Really? Okay.
Like they didn't write their own shit.
What's the name? Herbie?
Herbie Lovebug. Yeah. Herbie wrote most of their shit. So they were just mouthpieces.
Pretty face roll out there. Yeah. Pretty face, nice ass.
Salt-N-Pepa was
NSYNC, New Kids on the Block?
No. I was gonna go even a step further. Salt-N-Pepa was Criss Cross before Criss Cross was Criss Cross. Like, we don't think about that, but salt and pepper was crisscross.
Okay.
So okay. Shout out to Salt Pepper and Spinderella for getting a
today's hip hop history lesson.
Hey, today's hip hop history. Speaking of hip hop, rest in peace, Takeoff.
Rest in peace, Takeoff. Which I know nothing about, but rest in peace, Takeoff. I don't know anything about Takeoff.
Really? Probably. I'm gonna say this. I've heard people say best rapper, pure rapper. Best pure rapper of the group. Like, best pure just lyric. The way he put his lyrics together, best pure rapper of the group.
Okay.
But the Migos.
I've just heard people speak of him, the person, more so over these last, you know, week or whatever.
Yeah, yeah. So,
he was the humble one. He was the quiet when he was chill, when he wasn't all rah, rah, rah.
Yeah, I can't say that I'm a big Migos, fan, but I can at least say they're. Impacted music.
Oh yeah, definitely impactful.
Yeah, their impact in music was major. So shout out impactful. To Migos. Condolences and all that to the families of Takeoff, whose name I do not know. Like, that nigga got a.
I know, I just don't know how to say it.
Oh, see,
I can see it in my head. I don't know how to say it.
Oh yeah, I saw it. I was like, Takeoff.
Yeah.
I didn't even write it down. I was like, Takeoff. Yeah. Take rest in peace to Takeoff. Shit. How you been, bro? Like, the pod took a hiatus, and then
we kicked it the other night. Yeah. Oh, am I not supposed to speak on that?
I don't remember what night.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I know you want to talk about that.
What happens? Oh, yeah, I took some L's. Yeah, I definitely took some L's. Yeah, I went over.
Here's what I realized that night, and I'm gonna say this. To your face. I'm going to say this to your face.
Okay.
101 dominoes. Okay. It ain't a whole lot of niggas that can hold me.
Okay.
If I'm playing 101, it ain't a whole lot of niggas that can hold me.
Okay.
If we playing more than one person.
Yeah. It's easy for somebody to slide in and fuck up the program.
Oh, I suck. The last few times we done got together and it's been like a third person playing, no matter who it is.
Yeah.
Like, I'd be like, oh, I'm a...
Yeah, it messes me up.
Yeah, my dominoes don't fit. Like, it'd be a bad look. 1-on-1, can't none of y'all niggas hold me. I'm saying that here and here. Shit, I'm here saying that here go. And here. 1-on-1, can't none of y'all niggas hold me.
Everybody had their time. Everybody had their moment.
Nah. 1-on-1, can't nobody say 1-on-1, they've bested me in an extended period.
I can say that.
No,
yes.
No, you cannot.
I can say.
No, you cannot.
All right, P. We don't got no scoreboard. I'll admit to my down periods. You don't have down periods, huh?
No. I'm extended period. I may have a bad night.
No, we'll go like 3-4 different periods where I've gotten the best of you.
Not skunked you.
If we played 20 games. Yeah, I've beaten you 15-5 over different time periods. Yes. Yes.
No.
Okay, P.
No.
All right, P.
If we play in any 20-game period, it's 11-9 me every time.
All right, P. All right, whatever.
And I cheat. Anybody who knows.
That part. That part.
I'm not going to hide it. I cheat. Yeah, shit. Be clear. I will cheat. I will try to argue a point that I know ain't a point.
You definitely did that.
Yeah.
Called up that joke. Trying to get some backup on your bullshit.
Yeah, I did. I tried to get some backup on the bullshit. Anyway.
On my way here, the kid hit me. He needs my golf clubs.
Okay.
So I have to turn around and go back home and get my golf clubs.
Okay.
So you're going to bullshit tomorrow with his friends?
I mean, at least he trying.
I mean, he fucking up my golf clubs. We're going to have a
problem. Shit, my kid hit me and asked me why he couldn't get no Yeezys for Christmas.
And your response was?
We don't fuck with Kanye.
Okay. You buying Yeezys, it's not fucking with Kanye at this point.
Once again, we don't fuck with Kanye.
You won't be fucking with Kanye.
Okay.
So that's not a valid reason.
That is a valid
reason. Or it's not a truthful reason.
No, it's a, it may be valid. No, it's truthful and valid.
Kanye is not a recipient of any Yeezy payments.
No, just get it later. Oh, yeah, you're right. Okay, so for starters, right. Kanye is not a recipient of any Yeezy payments. However, I think it's disingenuous for Adidas to say, we don't rock with this man no more, but we still gonna sell his shoe. Like, if you don't fuck with him, don't fuck with him.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Like, don't tell me, hey, we don't rock with him. We gonna wash our hands of him, but we still gonna roll this shoe out that he created. Like, if you've decided that you're not rocking with a dude for reasons that you deem justified, shelve all of that shit and say, we ain't rocking with him at all. They not gonna put, if Hitler designed the shoe, would they put their Hitler shoe out?
I mean, you talking about two different things.
Am I though?
Yeah.
Why'd they get rid of him?
Cause he ain't kill nobody.
Yeah, but he
just said the wrong thing in the wrong climate. That's just saying the wrong thing in the wrong climate.
True that. You're right. Speaking of saying the wrong thing in the wrong...
I can sing easy. You got to support Kanye or Adidas. I got you. You might be supporting some human trafficking or something, but I don't know. Shit.
I'm not having that conversation with you.
I'll let you, boy.
Speaking of saying the wrong thing at the wrong time, let's get into it. Let's talk Kyrie. So for those of y'all who don't know, first of all, man, thank y'all for rocking with us. Before we even get to this story,
talk to the people.
Shout out to the people who hit me up, was like, yo, what's going on with the pod? I was like, yo, we're taking a hiatus because we're trying to work some kinks and bugs out. So, good news. We may have a new location. So new look, new vibe coming real soon. But I didn't want to stop giving y'all content right now, so I was like, fuck it, we're going to start back up until the new location pops off. So shout out to that. That's coming. Also, before we get into the stories, Black America Clothing Company is on the cover of the SA Black Business Directory. We are.
Wow. I did not know that.
You want to know why you did not know that? Because the person who puts out the SA Black Business Directory and you aren't friends on social media. And you want to know why y'all aren't friends on social media?
You chose. you know what I say. You know me, dog. You choose sides when the shit is hitting the fan and the shit calm down, stay over there. There was no reason to choose sides, was it? Wasn't no violence. Wasn't no reason to choose sides.
Yes, there was a reason to choose sides.
Why? What was the reason?
Are we having this conversation on air?
Yeah, we can have shit. This is what we 5-6 years out.
Because the perception at the time, and so y'all
leave names out.
So y'all can know what we're talking about. Nate was in a relationship that fell apart, and people chose sides. Some people went with Nate. No, nobody went with Nate.
Some people. I had to pick up new.
Nobody went with Nate.
I got Paul in the divorce. That was it.
But some people hella went with his ex. But there was a reason to choose sides because there was a perception
mm-hmm.
that you were foul as fuck.
Okay.
And so because of the perception,
okay.
you choose sides. It ain't got to be domestic violence. It ain't got to be you out here doing something horrible. But when the perception comes off that one party, Nate, is foul as fuck, and the other party is...
When in reality, all I said was, I don't do this no more.
And
that was really all it was.
And the other party is the victim. People tend to choose.
You just going
to
throw that V word out there all flagrantly? Victim?
I am not saying that she was the victim.
You know.
I do.
You all It was literally, I don't want to do this no more.
No, I know.
Right? Am I bullshitting or not?
You're simplifying it, but no, that's basically what it was.
It's just,
Yeah, that's what it was. But I know because I'm your dude. The rest of the world was like, yo, this.
So that's what I'm saying. They chose up.
But they
over there.
But rightfully so chose up.
So they could stay over there. Right? You choose, you can stay over there.
It only depends. Like if y'all.
Hell, the person I live with took me off of Facebook. Where is she now? Still over there. We ain't Facebook friends no more. Stay over there. Hey, when you choosing, be sure of your choice.
No.
Because I'm going to hold you to your choice.
Oh, be clear. I say all the time, if you unfriend me on social media.
Don't come back.
Don't come back.
No, we changed a lot.
There is, if you unfriend me, there is no coming back.
I built a wall in that room. We rented that room out. Ain't no space.
Right. Once you unfriend me, and I got friends right now. I have friends. Male and female friends who we're friends in real life, but we're not friends on social media. Yeah. Like my nigga Will.
Yeah.
My nigga Will, me and Will got into it over some bullshit, and he saw my petty firsthand, and so he unfriended me.
Yeah.
And in him unfriending me, we are still friends.
Yep. Yeah.
He kicked me out the group chat too. we was in a group chat recently, and he would send these because Will is very much pro-black, pro-black man, and sometimes anti-black woman in some of his posts, right?
Okay.
So he will put these posts in our group chat, and I'm always saying, y'all niggas sound like y'all don't like women.
Y'all niggas gay.
Like, I'm always in the chat going, y'all niggas sound like y'all don't like women. And I got to the point that I was saying it so much that one day I was like, dude, did y'all kick me out the group chat? He said, yeah, we just started another chat without you.
Keep it a bug.
I was like, I'm not mad at that because I was trying to get kicked out.
Keep it a bug.
Shit, for a minute, I was trying to get kicked out of our group chat, but y'all wouldn't kick me out. JB punk ass kept saying, nope, if I'm here, you here.
Attacking one person. Man, they do nothing to you.
Anyway, let's talk these stories, man.
We're talking about Kyrie.
Let's talk Kyrie. So Kyrie Irving, about 2 weeks ago, on his Twitter page, posted a image of a movie that is playing on Amazon Prime. Hebrews to Slavery, I think is the name of the movie. I could be wrong about that, but I think that's the name of the movie. Kyrie posted this movie on his Twitter. And
have you seen it?
No.
Oh, okay. And sound then, like the movie you sound like a movie you would watch.
Nah. And then all of a sudden, people started. I guess somebody said the movie had anti-Semitic messaging in it, and they started going after Kyrie, saying that Kyrie needs to apologize. That became the crux of the conversation. They were saying that, hey, you're promoting this movie. Kyrie stood on, I'm not promoting this movie. It's a movie that had some things I was interested in, so I posted it on my page, but that's not promotion. Since then, the Nets have suspended him. Nike has
suspended their relationship. And the Nets have given him a checklist.
The Nets have recently said, yo, you need to do these things in order to, these are the things we need to see of you. Allegedly, he offered money to the Anti-Defamation League.
Yeah.
And they was like, nah, we don't want your money.
Oh, word.
This is what I heard. But this, he offered the money at a time where he was not offering an apology.
Okay.
He was like, hey, shut up, here's some money.
Yeah.
And they was like, nah, we don't want your money.
Okay.
Is what I heard. Now, I haven't done a whole lot of research on that aspect, but still. So here we are.
Mm-hmm.
Thoughts and prayers.
I ain't got no prayers. Speaking of prayers, I went to church yesterday.
Hey, y'all. Hey. Hey.
I went to church yesterday.
Hold on. Pause the Kyrie shit.
Yeah, I'm about to say, hold on. Don't.
I said, what you been up to? And you said, nothing. I just saw you. And I was like, oh, yeah, we just saw each other.
Talking about dominoes and shit.
No, nigga. I went to church yesterday. Should have been the start of the conversation.
I barely leave.
Like, hell. What?
Okay, let me clarify. I went to the church. I didn't go to church service. But Mary Esther was being honored for, you know, 40, 50 years of working with Antioch Youth.
Right.
And Mary Esther, you know, I'm not speaking out of turn here. She's had some health complications for the last, like, 10 years now.
Okay.
And then when the pandemic hit, she hasn't been to, she hasn't been to church service in 3 years now.
Wow.
Until yesterday.
Okay.
She had been saying she wanted to go, wanted to go. They've been waiting for a good time to give to honor her. Finally, it happened. So they, you know, they hit me, say, "Hey, we're doing this. You can watch it on stream, whatever if you like to." I said, "No, I'll come for her. I'll go." There's on both hands, number of people who I would go to a church service for.
So you went to church,
but I didn't stay for the service. It was at. It was that in between Sunday school, the start of the church time frame.
Uh-huh.
They did it in there. So,
okay.
So yeah, me and the boys, we all went. Yeah, when they gave up flowers and yeah, it was a good thing. It was good. I enjoyed it. Saw a lot of faces. What, man? What?
There are moments in my life where I can say I am proud of you.
That's it. I can count them on two hands. The number of people. Who I, your mom. If your mom was
nigga,
getting,
your mom. Oh, you. Oh, I thought you was. I thought you was attacking me for a minute. My bad. Continue. Continue, sir. Oops.
No, but if your mother was getting some sort of special honorary, you know, thing, and she wanted, you know, she requested that I be there for whatever reason. Yeah, I would show up just for that segment. I ain't staying for the whole church service. I can't do that. But yeah, there's a handful of people I would do that for, and definitely Mary Esther is one of those. So shout out to her. Congratulations to her for receiving her roses. Good to see people get their roses while they alive.
Let's go.
They literally gave her roses.
Let's go to church next year.
For?
Let's just go. Let's go.
Next year.
Yeah, like January sometime. We're going to go to church on a Sunday. We're just going to go.
January, the first Sunday, January?
Ooh. Oh, no, that may be.
A little too special.
Yeah. No, let's just go. Let's go. I don't know what church, though. We got to figure out a church.
So, no, I was in the building, Val.
What church?
In.
Do we do
it? There's pictures of me. I was there.
Do we do Antioch or do we do New Light? Or do we do Dante's? Nah, we can't do Dante's church. I don't want to do Dante's church. Shout out to Dante, though, but nah. This, I want to go to old school church.
Dude, and that's all I saw.
Yeah, yeah.
It was nothing but old folks.
Yeah, let's go to church next year. Just pick a Sunday. It'll be the Sunday before you come on the pod.
I got to sit through the service?
Yeah, like through the whole thing. We got to sit there. Sit through the whole thing.
Oh.
Hey, we're going to invite y'all, too. We're going to let y'all know it's Sunday.
Oh,
it's
gonna, no. It's going to be. Asking a lot, nah,
dude, I'm saying we should. Let's just show up at 11.
Church service, bro.
Let's show up at 11. Hey, we're gonna let y'all know when. HGG at church.
And like I was sitting there, because we got there at 8:30. They didn't actually do the ceremony till 9. So I'm sitting there while they're doing Bible Sunday school. This is Sunday school with the elders of the church. Everybody in this Sunday school class. It's like 60 and up.
Right.
People that have been there my whole life. Why you still need Sunday school?
I could, because you, because the teaching is, you still want to get refreshed in the teaching. That's why.
I feel like, and you know, I feel like church at its best, most useful position state should be like a hospital. People don't live, you don't go to hospitals forever.
No.
You go in, you get healed, get whatever you need, and move along.
I disagree. I think that, because I've always said this, Sunday morning service, the actual service of Sunday morning, right?
Well, that's more for community and right. That whole thing.
But Sunday school is so you can make sure that you're reinforcing certain teachings, remind people about.
If you ain't got it in 60 years, you ain't gonna get it.
No, but there are certain lessons that
we all off.
There's certain things in any walk of life. If you're a chef, right? Let's say you're a chef. As a chef, you still should go to continuing ed classes.
Yes, learning on top. They still teach you basic shit.
No.
They talking about giving. They was talking about giving.
But giving, but, and I don't know this, but at some point, it becomes reinforcing reinforcing things that you've learned in the past, because you may stop doing this thing because you're now doing this thing. So you may say, okay, hey, let's reinforce this thing again. You know what I'm saying? Like that.
Sounds good.
I'm not anti church, anti Sunday school, anti BTU, anti vacation Bible school. Like I am.
That's what holds me.
Hey y'all, thank y'all for riding with
us. That's where the hoes be.
Hey, we are we about to bounce to the other side.
You ain't say I'm lying.
You not lying, but
we ain't even talk about nothing. we gotta give them at least one topic before we go.
Hey, we gonna rock with y'all on the other side. Make sure y'all like, follow, all of that. The whole show will be up on YouTube tomorrow morning at some point. We still got to talk this Kyrie Irving shit. I really want to talk this Piper Lewis story. You don't even know who Piper Lewis is. I really want to talk this Piper Lewis story.
I
want to talk D-Wade and Josh Primo. We're going to talk Josh Primo on the other side too. And Nancy Pelosi husband versus the Hammer. So versus MC Hammer. That's foul.
MC Hammer ain't no punk.
That is foul. MC Hammer ain't no punk. Anyway, hey, y'all, make sure y'all like, subscribe, follow.
Hit us with the church where the hoes be that we can go to.
Is that what we doing? Is that what we doing? Is that what we doing? We go HGG at church. Want to go to True Vision?
You know that's the first thing I thought of. That's
what. Hey, we reach out to Mike Steve and see if we could HGG at church the first Sunday in January. Can we get Mecca? You got to go with us. Mecca's going with us, and Mecca's more of a heathen.
Mecca bring the hoes.
I got to tell you something funny about Mecca and the hoes when we off this feed. Hey, y'all. We be back. Peace out, bitches.
We back.
What's good, you man? Anything else you want to reveal?
No, that's it.
Okay. Shit.
No specifics. Went and did my follow-up today. I'll find out tomorrow what's what.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Find out if we
okay.
good.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good or if we good?
I mean, if we can swing freely. Swing away.
No specifics. Stop there. Stop there, my nigga. Like, shit, stop there. I'm telling you now.
Stop there, shit. All right, shit. Good look.
So
we start talking about Kyrie.
Let's talk about this Kyrie shit. So, okay. To me, this is problematic on so many levels.
Hmm.
To me.
Mm-hmm.
I saw the tweet, right?
Okay.
And I agree with Kyrie in that, hey, I wasn't promoting this. I just tweeted it so I wouldn't, because it's, there are things in here that I believe in, right?
But when you're that big, you have that platform, everything is a promotion.
But is it promotion if I'm not benefiting from it? If Kyrie is...
Yeah, you promote something for your homeboy. That don't mean you got a benefit or whatever.
No, that's your homeboy. There's still a relationship there, right?
But at a certain level, everything you do is promoting.
So at a... So
and if, he's at that level.
If Kyrie... I don't know if he's at the level, but if Kyrie is drinking a Pepsi, is that now promotion for Pepsi?
If somebody takes a picture of him drinking, yes, that is promotion for Pepsi. Whether you choose it or choose for it or intended for that to be or not.
Right.
That is, that's promotion.
I hear what you're saying, and I'm like, yeah, but I don't understand to add it to that. Because for me, I'm like, nah, if I tweet a joke or if I tweet a thing or if I tweet or put on any of my socials a thing, that does not definitively mean that I support the ideology in totality.
Yeah.
It may just mean that, hey, there are parts of this that I support, but do your own research.
But do your own research goes to you as the poster as well. You got to know the totality of what you're putting out there. You may have saw, oh, I like that, what he just said. Pause it and tweet it out. 15 minutes, some other shit come up, and you're like, oh, shit, I done put that out already.
Yeah, but once again,
though. You got to know the totality of it.
But I've said this time and time again on this podcast, we have gotten away from the idea of nuance, right?
Like, going back.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. Ain't no going back.
Ain't no putting the genie back in that bottle.
Because so Kyrie tweeted the thing, and then there was this backlash going after Kyrie, but nobody went after the film that I saw. Nobody went after Amazon that I saw, right?
They're starting to now. Now the uproar, why is this even available on Amazon? Days after the fact, days after, which, again, to my point, yeah, you weren't promoting that, but the interest in that is through the roof now.
But the interest in that is through the roof, not because of him. The interest in that is through the roof because...
Well, it became a story and the story blew up.
But the interest in the story happened because somebody went, hey, you're drinking a Pepsi.
Mm-hmm.
Let's talk about it. And he was like, no, I don't want to talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
This isn't something to talk about. Like, I must ask the question. If Kyrie Irving is a Hebrew Israelite, now he has not said he was, but if he is a Hebrew Israelite, right? The Hebrew Israelites believe wholeheartedly that they are the original man,
mm-hmm.
and they believe wholeheartedly like the Jew in America is not the Jew. He is not the Hebrew mm-hmm. that the Bible speaks of. The Jew in America, according to, and I'm being specific when I say this, according to the Hebrew Israelite, the Jew in America is, what did my partner want to say? They're Jewish. They're similar to, but not the real thing,
okay.
as the Hebrew. So if Kyrie Irving is a Hebrew Israelite and he has these religious and moral beliefs, does that make him anti-Semitic?
Which was my statement to you the other night. I said, yeah, Kyrie, by not speaking to it, by not willing to add some context, some nuance, if you will, to it, by just kind of letting it be I put it out there and not willing to speak to it, then you leave people to draw their own conclusions.
But here's the other problem, though, Nate. If I'm not well-versed in a thing, right? Like if I'm learning a thing.
Yeah.
But I'm not well-versed to the place that I'm ready to speak on it, then I do the community a disservice by speaking on it.
Agreed.
If I'm not the voice of the people.
Then you do yourself a disservice by putting things out that will make people want to speak to you about it. You shouldn't, if you put something out, we've said this long ago, once you put it out, you're going to be asked about it, asked to speak to it. If you don't want to speak to it, don't put it out. I don't. That's how I feel. If it's not strong enough to stand on its own, if it requires some context, some nuance, and you not able or willing to do that, then don't put it out.
See, and here's where I disagree with that. I own a clothing company.
Mm-hmm.
People buy and support the clothing from the clothing company. Those people aren't always able to speak to anything that the clothing company represents.
Again, it's about stature and platform and eyeballs. Those people don't have millions of eyeballs on them,
right,
either.
But if just the idea of being able to speak to a thing, right?
How do you know they're not? How do you know they don't get somebody asks them in the grocery store and they don't have, it might not be our answer, but it's the answer that suffices. How do you know that?
Because I know idiots that have bought our shirts.
And they make it make sense to them. You don't have to speak factually.
I may bleep that out.
And that's the other part of this thing with Kyrie.
I'm probably not going to bleep that out, by the way.
Kyrie is doing what I have done and have learned to not, that it doesn't really work, what I used to do in my youth. I'm telling the truth. I'm being truthful. I'm being honest. I'm not lying. Many times, especially when you're in a corporate environment, whether you're lying or not is irrelevant. You just can't say it.
Here's my question. How old were you when you learned to do better?
Shit, late 30s?
Kyrie is 30.
That's what I'm saying. He's doing that thing, yeah. Because that's 30. What he's standing on. Well, this is my truth, or this is the truth that the world doesn't want to acknowledge, and I'm a free thinker, and I'm not. That's fine and dandy when you're Kyrie the Island. You're not Kyrie the Island. You're
Right.
on a team in a corporate league that is subsidized by sponsors and companies, and yeah.
I have a problem with the Nets drawing that hard line in the sand that we need you to do these things.
Oh, right? Yeah, that's bullshit.
Because
just cut the man.
Right.
Just cut the man. It's the same thing as the Ime Udoka bullshit.
And ain't he with the Nets now?
Not yet. Not officially, but it looks like he's going that way.
Yeah, like
but
shit.
Same way. What you suspending him for? Just cut the man.
I didn't know Boston cut Udoka.
No, they suspended him.
Right.
Without pay.
Right. So how are the Nets going to pick him up?
Well, because the Nets are willing to, Boston's willing to let him go.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what did we learn?
I don't know. What did we learn?
Don't fuck your boss's wife.
I don't know if it's boss, but.
I mean, he's a higher up.
Yeah, higher up.
Yeah, yeah. Don't fuck a higher up's wife. That's what we learned.
I don't know if I learned that.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know if I learned that.
Really? Anybody that has.
If you're going to fuck your boss's wife, be the first to expose it. That's what I learned.
No.
Don't let somebody else tell your business for you.
No. Because you know what? Even if I'm fucking my boss's wife and I expose it, my boss still has the ability to fire me.
Okay.
Right? Like.
But now you have. It's similar to. Nah, I was about to draw a false parallel. But yeah, if I'm fucking my boss's wife
and
I tell my boss, or hell, I go to HR. Hey, I've learned. First person to go to HR wins.
Okay. I'm
right
not,
or wrong.
No. Yes, but.
Regardless of the facts of or the merit of this, whatever. First person goes to HR wins in corporate environments.
Now, coaches are different though. Coaches have different, like if in a straight corporate environment there may be a thing, but coaches have different guidelines they fall under, right? Like I can fire a coach just because I don't get along with the coach. That's a thing.
Yeah.
So if you fucking my wife, we don't get along.
Yeah, but I still have, I may have some legal wiggle room on that. I may have some legal retort.
Maybe, but I'm going to say, just don't fuck your higher-up's wife. Mm. Yeah, dog, nah. Because ultimately, okay, in any job, though, if, let's go corporate America. Mm-hmm. You fucking the CEO's wife, mm-hmm. okay? You, in corporate America, mm-hmm. they can't fire you out of retaliation. Well, in Texas, they can.
Texas, they can.
But they can't fire you out of retaliation, but they also don't have to promote you.
Yeah, that's true.
Right?
Yeah.
Like, they can just keep you in your position until you quit. And if you quit, you quit.
But you still have, again, you still have, you can say, you can show, I excelled here, and here. I met all these. Why am I not being promoted?
Because at some point, a company will say some bullshit like corporate core values, and he doesn't work well with the team. That's why you weren't promoted. Because you don't work well with the team, which is a true statement if you fuck the boss's wife. You don't work well.
That has nothing to do with team.
That has everything to do with team.
We're not even in the same, what do they call it? Army, military.
Chain of command?
We're not even the same chain of command.
No. But at some point, y'all are. He's still the boss. He's still a CEO. So if he's still a CEO.
Different departments.
He's still, well, I'm talking about your boss's wife.
Oh, boss. Okay.
Yeah, I'm talking about CEO.
Yeah, I guess there. Okay.
If it's just, okay, so like if your chain of command goes straight to the CEO and you're fucking the CFO's wife, but y'all.
But your chain of command doesn't, we all up in the weeds.
Yeah, yeah.
Your chain of command don't go up to the CEO. Your chain of command goes to your department head.
Who then reports to the CEO.
Then diverts and all that, yeah.
At the end of the day, it all reports to the CEO. At the end of the day, if I'm a soldier in the United States Army, my boss is Joe Biden.
Yeah, okay.
Like, the person that I report to reports to a guy who 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 reports to Joe Biden. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So in corporate America, yeah, he may not be in your direct link, but there's a person at the top of that that reports to the CEO. You can't fuck the CEO's wife. Now,
go to HR first.
Now
with pictures.
God damn it. You cannot go to HR with pictures.
I feel like I can't break. Yes, I feel like I can't break this off. If I break this off with her, I'm going to lose my job. She's going to report me to. She's going. Hell yeah, you can say that. You good money. You are good money.
If you
say I cannot break this off with her because she has threatened that she will tell her husband.
Here's the question. Does she work with the company or she just
his wife?
She just his wife.
Yeah.
I don't know, you have a leg to stand on. No, hear me out. She's not an employee. She's not held to anything.
Okay.
So if you say, hey, I've been doing this and I need an HR person I can
call. You don't have a leg. You don't have a leg to stand on actively in that moment. But the minute you are fired, written up, disciplined in any way, then that will come out. That'll come forward.
But do you have to keep fucking her, though?
Yeah. You get to keep fucking her. Yes. I'm telling you, Paul, I have seen this on many levels.
Okay.
He who goes to HR first.
Hey.
Wins.
Okay.
And be wrong as fuck. Be all the way foul. But because you went first, you get politicians and stuff?
Ghost dad.
Good shit. You just get that political protection, whatever that word is.
Yeah, that.
But Kyrie, man, and I hate the conflation of Kyrie and Kanye completely.
No, completely separate.
But a lot of people are doing that.
Yeah, but
just because the anti-Semitic streams,
right,
is what they're using to connect.
But completely separate.
Yeah,
like,
completely separate. I see Kyrie as a thoughtful, well-spoken, you know, smart dude. I don't see Kanye that way at all.
You know what I see Kyrie as? I see Kyrie as somebody who is learning.
Yep.
And because
speaking and learn at the same time, which is not good.
It's not good, right? But somebody who is learning. So in him learning, he kind of makes missteps, right? Yeah. Because he's learning. Yeah. So he may have an idea and go, "Oh, this is where I'm at."
Yeah.
So he speaks on it. Then he later goes, "Well, okay, maybe I was mis. Maybe I didn't have enough information to have these conversations," which is why, like, shit, I know several Hebrew Israelites who are flat earthers, right? Mm. All right. Shout out to y'all. Like, I used to argue with them until I realized.
What you gonna do?
Huh?
What you gonna do? You gonna change their mind?
Yeah, no. But I used to argue with them until I realized, like, it's. This became my new argument. If you're right, am I still black in the morning?
Wow.
Like, does your rightness stop me from being black? Well, no, but I'm saying, oh, no, okay. Then you're right.
You got it.
Then you're right. Shit, let's talk this Piper Lewis situation. So for those of y'all who don't know, Piper Lewis was at the time, she was a 15-year-old girl who alleges that she was raped and being sex trafficked when she killed the guy who had been raping and sex trafficking her. She kills him, and at some point, she was convicted of murder as a minor, mm-hmm. and the story really gained traction recently because of a law in Iowa, which is where I think she is, that said that she had to pay the family of the guy $150,000. And so that's when the story really started gaining a lot of traction because she's now 18, and this became wait a minute. She was, there is evidence.
What was her sentence? Do you remember?
Probation. She was sentenced to probation.
Okay.
But there's evidence that, or parole.
Then why would, she had to be sentenced. She escaped, so.
She was forced to live in
the halfway house type joint?
With the monitor, though. That's what she cut the monitor off.
Oh, that's
right.
Okay.
So she's on parole. Okay. So I don't know the totality of a sentence is, but this became a really big story because of an Iowa law mm-hmm. that says she had to pay the family of the man that she murdered $150,000 or whatever.
Wow.
And so there was a GoFundMe that was created, like, yo, this is foul. Like, there's evidence to show that this dude raped her and was sex trafficking her, but she was still found guilty of murdering him because the system is fucked up. So Piper Lewis escaped.
So if you see Piper Lewis, you ain't seen nothing.
If you see Piper Lewis, you ain't seen Piper Lewis at the end of the day. I wrote the story up there because it broke yesterday that she cut off her ankle monitor and has disappeared. I am hoping, A, that the GoFundMe money that was raised in her behalf, she has access to, because she got over $150,000 in GoFundMe.
But how's she going to access it?
It depends on who has it, right? She's 18 now. B, her escape wasn't an emotional, last-minute, fuck it, I'm out of here idea. I am hoping.
Explain.
I am hoping that this escape was discussed and planned with people who can help her escape, right? Like, if you read the story of Asada Shakur, when Asada made it to Cuba, it wasn't solely on Asada's doing.
Okay.
There were people who helped get Asada to Cuba, right? I am hoping that this is the case for Piper Lewis. She has $150,000. I'm hoping she has access to it. I'm hoping that if she has access to it, the people that helped her escape are smart enough to get her somewhere where there's no extradition. And then Piper Lewis pops up in Cuba.
In Cuba with Angela Davis and
South Cuba. Mm-hmm. Where there is no extradition. I don't want her to end up in Texas just hanging out somewhere, right?
Or what was that movie? Slim and not Ghost Dad. what was the movie? 2 years, 2-3 years ago?
Oh, Queen and Slim?
Queen and Slim. Hope it's not that situation.
Nah.
Did you see Queen and Slim?
Shit, I own Queen and Slim.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, that's
that. Yeah, I fucks with Queen and Slim.
Yeah. Did you see the photograph?
Of whom?
No, the name of the movie is The Photograph.
Oh, no, I didn't see the photograph.
It's with Issa Rae and...
No, I never did see that.
Lakeith Stanfield. I am going to tell you this. The Photograph is a beautiful movie.
Mm-hmm.
It has an amazing soundtrack that... The soundtrack to The Photograph is just as important, right? And not a soundtrack like... You know, back in the day, you get a movie and a soundtrack would drop, and you'd be like, oh, shit.
Yeah.
It's not that. It's Robert Glasper, I think, did most of the soundtrack for The Photograph. So it's
okay. It's
these melodic beats kind of intertwined with the story.
Like Queen of Slim.
Yeah. But the
soundtrack to Queen of Slim was dope.
But these beats, the sound is really important to the story. I bought that when it came out. I was like, oh, this is a damn good movie. For what it is. Like,
so how long has it been since she's been on the run?
2 days.
2 days.
Yeah, I think yesterday is when it was announced that she had got Ghost. Let me see here. It's recent, recent.
Was it a question that the man was not abusing her? Is that what the issue was?
On which part?
In her initial conviction, it was, well, no, we don't believe this is what was really happening to you. You just killed this man and robbed him or whatever.
I believe it was...
Because it sounds like the other girl that has gotten out. Centonia?
Yeah.
Sounds just like that situation.
Similar, but I believe that, if I'm not mistaken, and I'm not going to Google right now, y'all can Google and tell me if I'm wrong. But I believe the problem was that the murder was considered premeditated. Like, he wasn't abusing her in the moment of the murder.
Wow.
So it's not self-defense.
Wow.
Which is fucked up, right?
Which is fucked. Yeah, I gotta plan this shit.
If I'm beating your ass every day, Monday through Friday for a month, January 1st through January 30th, I'm just beating your ass, assaulting you. I'm just doing the worst thing I can to you.
Yeah.
And you say, you know what? Tomorrow, I'm going to kill this nigga in his sleep. And then you wait for me to go to sleep and kill me. Is that premeditated murder? Yes, it is.
Yes.
But God damn it. It should be.
Yeah, that's the only way to do it.
Yeah.
You got to think this shit out.
Yeah, because you don't want to slip up.
Wow.
Right. Right. So.
Fucking America.
Dude, the system, man, is trash.
It's the same system that allows rape victims to have to share custody with their rapers.
Right.
That is the most crazy shit That may be the single most craziest law that I've ever heard of.
Yeah.
Man rapes woman, child comes, now she has to share custody with this rapist.
Did we talk about this? No, we didn't. We didn't talk about it. It was, I think, one of the weeks that it was me and Mecca on the air doing a pod. There was a story where a rape victim was forced to pay child support.
Yes.
To her
rapist.
And I'm like, this is bullshit. Yeah.
That's enough to make people, that's how people get killed.
Oh, yeah. No. Right. Right.
That's how people get killed.
Right. That is definitely
You're
how
gonna
people
put me back into this traumatic ass situation and expect me to just move within it.
Right. You're going to. We have evidence that I was assaulted. I was raped. There's evidence of it. And you're now making me coexist with the person who raped me. In any space.
Yeah.
Like, fuck you and them.
Yeah.
Like, fuck you and them. Because I don't want to keep talking this heavy shit, but it's but I looked at the board like, God damn. Oh, no. Before we even, hold on. Here's some light shit that I'm going to ask you a series of questions.
Oh,
that
shit. A series of questions.
Yeah. What is it called? Shit. I just started following them. God damn. Oh, no, I know where to find
Can't
it at.
Can't find it good.
No. I know where to find it at. Fell off. Because of your look, yes.
No, my thought was.
Fell on?
when was she ever
really?
On? I never saw her that way.
Okay, that was a period. That was a period, I guess.
You were in more proximity than I was.
Yeah. That was a period, and I was like, I don't know. I can't tell.
Yeah, I remember, yeah. You did some work.
No, I didn't.
Okay.
Okay, so let me explain where these questions come from, first of all, and why I'm asking them. All
right.
So, election season is upon us.
Tomorrow.
You should vote. But if you need a sticker, holler at me. I got one. but there's a lot of things on the ballot. And somebody posted this. It was called Roe v. Bros. And they were asking men questions about female anatomy, right? Things that I'm going to be honest, like shit that I was like, wait, what? So I'm going to ask you. Now, I already know the answer, so it's not fair for me. But one of the questions was, can a woman pee with a tampon in? Can a woman
just
pee
based on the question
with
I'm
a tampon
say
in?
Yes.
Based on the question?
Just the fact that we're asking a question, I'm going to say yes.
But, so yes is your.
But otherwise, I would have thought no. To be honest, I would have thought no.
It's two different holes. The tampon goes in.
Yeah, duh.
Hold on.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah, right. You know that. But then you're like, oh, yeah. Hold on. The other question was, on average, how many tampons does a woman use during her cycle? On average. There's an average.
I literally have no idea on that.
On average.
So
you've dated women.
I don't pay attention to how many tampons. So out of a 5-day cycle, I'm going to say 3 a day. So I'm going to say 15.
Okay. Good. This dude said 1.
That's nasty.
The answer is around 20.
Around 20. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So I was in the ballpark.
Next question. Why do tampons come in sizes?
Flow. Based on flow.
Good answer. Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Big money. I like to buy a Y.
Last question. What is a period?
What is a period?
Yes.
It's a cleansing of the eggs from the body. All the unused.
It's a cleansing of
right. It's a flushing of the unused reproductive shit, getting it all out. I don't know. I'm just talking in circles now. Eggs. It's eggs. That's what it is. It's dead eggs.
It's eggs. It's dead eggs.
Dead eggs.
So the answer is. Let me get to it real quick. The answer is. You're right on that one. Skip that one. Hurry up. I gotta. It's a reel, so it's gonna keep running back. The answer is. Oh, here it is. 20 per cycle, and then. Oh, come on, nigga, shit, hurry up, lady. What is the period? The correct answer is the monthly shedding of the lining of the uterus.
The lining of the uterus. Okay.
I'm with you, though, on that first question. Can a woman pee with her tampon in? My brain was like, nah, she gotta take the shit out.
Yeah.
Until I saw the question and went, wait, yeah, if you're asking...
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, and then it's obviously two holes.
And the reason for the question was like, hey, it was basically the reason for that was telling women, hey, dudes don't know shit about your anatomy. You should go vote. Stop letting niggas that don't know shit about your box decide what happens to your box. Which I'm like, yo, you right, but that one and the amount of tampons will a woman use during a cycle? Mm-hmm. I wouldn't have said one.
No, definitely not one.
But
yeah, I might have, again, just because we're asking the question, that made me think. But yeah, I probably would have said one a day, five or something. I don't know.
I was probably averaging like two a day, yeah. Right? Two a day. Yeah. But I don't know, like, right? This is shit that, like, dudes don't know this shit. And I don't know where we
purposely direct our attention otherwise. When a woman is fooling with what that mean to me is, oh, I ain't getting no pussy this week, so I'm going to go over here. That's what that mean.
Where's over here, Nate?
Huh? Watch the game. Have a cigar. Play some video games. Play golf. Okay. Whatever dudes do.
Yeah. Yeah, but right. Like, when a woman is on her cycle, we tend to divert all of our attention elsewhere, which is kind of foul.
Yeah, I ain't say it was right.
Yeah, it's kind of foul. I'm not saying it's completely foul. It's kind of foul. Like, there's a certain level of foulness to it. Like, we still should be at least, A, are you okay? Do you need something? Yeah, we should still be there. We should still, if she's your girl.
You've been having these periods before me. You're going to have these periods after me.
If she's your girl, we should still be in the hay.
I'm just staying out the way. Just trying to stay. I don't know any. What am I going to do in that situation? What can I add?
Maybe she just needs you to rub her belly.
Okay, that is a thing.
Yeah, that's a thing. Thing. That is a real thing.
You got
yeah.
me right there.
That's a real thing. That's a thing. Just rub my belly, nigga. Like. That, I hate shit.
Yeah, that's the thing.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. Like, there's, you have value, Nate.
Thanks, Paul. Yeah. My golly, people like me.
Shit, let's talk about Josh Primo.
Do we have to? Who's Jish?
First of all, that's an O.
That's an O?
That's an O. That's just writing fast. The nigga name is Joshua. For those of y'all who don't know, Joshua Primo... drafted 2021 by the Spurs, was on the Spurs squad starting off this season.
I ain't never heard to a nigga till this popped off.
Hey, me neither. Me neither.
I fancy myself as someone who keeps up pretty well.
Josh Primo was he was cut. What's the word I'm looking for?
Cut.
No. But Wade. It was no. But he was cut. It was like a surprise. Like, it was like, yeah. Like Thursday, he was on the team. Friday, there was an announcement that Spurs cut Josh Primo, right? Twitter had started running a list of things that Josh Primo did to get cut. And one of them, the funniest one to me, was Josh Primo got cut because he slept with Ime Udoka.
Emile Doka did used to be with the Spurs.
Right.
Not at that time period.
Right, right.
Good joke, though.
Yeah, I was like,
good
you know
pull,
what?
Good pull.
You know what? I'm not mad at that. So Josh Primo gets cut, and there was a lot of rumor about why he got cut. I can't even say what I wanted to say right now. Fuck. There was a lot of speculation on why he got cut. But in him getting cut, the story came out that Josh
was pretty proud of himself.
Was showing that thing off.
Proud of himself.
Allegedly. So what I've seen, though, 9 times to the same person.
To the same person.
To the same person. So the story says that a psychiatrist for the team says, yo, Josh been pulling his dick out. Josh, the team, slowly starts to remove her, not remove Josh.
Yeah.
Yes. It gets to a point where they then release. They don't release her. I don't think they released her.
No, they fired her.
Did they end up firing her? Okay. Let's talk about it. She's a psychiatrist.
Yep.
Team psychiatrist. We don't know and be clear, I'm not caping up for anybody who is committing sexual harassment. Here's my question, though. What if Josh did not know that he was flashing her?
How does that go?
Josh shows up for therapy, sits on the chair, Indian style. It's therapy. Sits on the chair, Indian style, and she can see his dick.
He got on a little bit of shorts.
He's got on, whatever shorts he got on, she can see his dick. She doesn't tell Josh, though. She tells the Spurs. She don't say shit to Josh.
Okay.
She just tells the Spurs.
Okay.
The Spurs come to Josh and go, yo, you been showing your dick to the doctor? No. I have not. I have not shown my dick. Like, I'm not flashing the doctor.
Anymore. Right.
Like, no.
Right.
So they're both telling the truth.
Right.
And if they're both telling the truth, as the Spurs, who do you stick with?
Your player
that you've invested in, or your doctor who works for you.
Yeah.
Like you gotta stick with the player in this position if they're both telling the truth. Go ahead.
Hey, if that's reported to you as the employer, you're supposed to separate them too.
Right, but that's what they did though. They
kept going to her.
Okay, so
and on top of that, there's reports of him doing that with other people as well in the organization.
So those reports that's speculation right now, though.
Okay.
There's nobody who's come forward. It's just speculation that it may have happened somewhere else. But once again, if he's not flashing women, what if he just got a big dick?
Obviously, but that's negligent on you as an organization. If you've got a report that whoever's doing what in this situation is making somebody uncomfortable. Hell, even if you don't give a fuck about either one of them, I'm protect myself and keep y'all motherfuckers away from each other.
Right, right.
That's
right.
Just negligent.
But
you go see this other person.
And I don't know. And so,
which is why she's suing the team for negligent.
Here's where I question all of this. If Josh stands by, I wasn't flashing anybody. This just my dick. Like,
sorry.
Yeah, like, it is what it is. And no one told him, is he wrong?
No.
But now he's the villain, though. Like, we're looking at Josh like he out here wilding.
Which, these things dribble, information dribbles out little by little.
Because
it'll come out. The context of what happened will come out.
Pause. You and I just had a conversation recently about a nigga doing some foul shit.
Mm-hmm.
There were undercurrents, and I'm going to try to make this not so inside conversation.
Okay.
We know a nigga, let's call him Alfred. Can we call him Alfred?
We call him Alfred. Okay.
We know a nigga named Alfred. Alfred was a, like, there were rumblings of Alfred being a foul nigga. But they was just rumblings.
Right.
And then one day, a Facebook post went up that you saw, and niggas was like, yo, this nigga Alfred been out here wilding the fuck out.
Right.
At some point, the bricks start to fall. Right?
Yeah.
At some point, we start to see the story unfold.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
With this Josh Primo thing, my fear is that
it may take too long for it to
It may take too long to clear
and destroy his whole
situation.
Yeah.
Right. Like there are stories about certain, I remember Nelly, some woman accused Nelly of sexual assault, and Nelly sued her ass.
Yep.
Like Nelly was like, fuck that, you ain't gonna ruin my career.
Yep.
And he sued her and won. Which is crazy.
Yep.
We live in a society where it's believe women, right? Like that's the mantra, believe women. And I don't want to seem like I'm disparaging this woman. I just wonder, what if Josh Primo didn't do a thing wrong? He just didn't do a thing right. Because why did, if I'm sitting somewhere and my dick is out, I would hope that somebody would say, hey, Paul, hit you with the head nod.
Yes, but no. In that setting, I can see, you know, that woman or woman in that situation being maybe fearful. Because in your mind, he's doing it on purpose. So if he's doing it on purpose, what's the point of you saying anything? He knows what he's doing.
Here's where I disagree, though. I said this to somebody recently. It's not sexual harassment till you tell me to stop, right?
I agree with that. I don't think that's legally, but...
No, but I'm saying, like, okay, if I say to you, lady at my job, hey, nice glasses. Every day I come in, nice glasses. And she says, are those new?
Fairly.
Okay.
Month or so.
Yeah. I ain't seen you in a minute because.
Yeah. I've had these glasses on every time you see me in the last couple months.
All right. Okay. Nigga got insurance and shit. Nigga got insurance. Out here with insurance getting new glasses.
Yeah,
man. If I say to a woman, nice glasses, and she's like, oh, thanks. Every day I'm like, hey, like your glasses. Thanks. Okay. And then one day she says, hey, can you stop complimenting me on my glasses? At that point now I know, right?
Right.
But if she just goes straight to HR and be like, this nigga show up every day and tell me nice glasses, and nobody ever says anything to me, how is that considered harassment if I don't know that she's bothered by it? If Josh didn't know that, hey, when you go to her office, your thing is hanging out the bottom. Here's
the bullshit of harassment. You don't even have to be part of the conversation. You could just be sitting on the side and over here and consider yourself harassed.
Oh, no, you're right, right.
That's the bullshit of harassment.
When I worked at this job in Georgia, I'll never forget, it was the weirdest shit. A manager, little short lady, built like a troll, not attractive in any way at all to me, walked by my desk and just ran her hands across my head. It was the weirdest shit. I was like, what the fuck? Like, she shouldn't
have... Feeling your hair.
Yeah, she shouldn't have touched me.
Right.
But it happened.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, what the fuck was that?
Somebody else saw it.
Somebody else saw it and reported it.
Yep.
And HR called her in the office, called me in the office, and I was like, oh, yeah, it happened, but I don't care. Like, wasn't it a big deal?
Didn't think twice about it.
From that point forward, she ran from me. Anytime, there was one day, like, shortly after that, I went to get on the elevator, and our elevators were in this, like, in the hallway, right? So I go to get on the elevator, mm-hmm. and she comes to get on the elevator. She sees me. She walks right back out and goes the other way. And I'm like, man, I want to tell her, like, yeah, I didn't report you.
I ain't do it.
Yeah, this wasn't me. Like, I didn't report you, but I was like, shit, it is what it is. I had a situation when I worked for USAA. My homegirl Melissa used to call me Black Friday. And it was the funny. She was white. So.
Yo, you let her rock with that?
It was funny, my dude.
You let her rock
yes,
with that?
Yes, I did. Because she was my friend. She was my friend. And the joke came because we had to work the day after Thanksgiving. And I showed up to work. And I was like, hey. And she was like, why are you here? And I was like, because you're here. She was like, no, it's Black Friday. I thought they gave you the day off. And I was like, oh, that was funny.
Wait, was she doing the double entendre thing? Or did she, what was she saying?
That she was joking that because I'm black, I should get Black Friday off.
Okay, so she was doing the double. Okay.
Right. So
double meaning thing.
We laughed about it, and then she just started calling me Black Friday.
And you let her rock.
She was my friend. Nigga, she was my friend.
You let her rock with that.
So, but somebody heard her calling me Black Friday.
As they should.
No, they should not have. They should not have reported her. She was talking to me. That I wasn't offended by it. And don't trip, because you friends will say shit. Friends will say shit to you, and you'll be like, "Oh, they my friend," so you let that shit slide.
I don't have white friends. I guess that's
you don't have no white friends.
I don't have no.
Nigga, there is a. Let me show you. Let me show you how me and my friends.
My closest thing I would have to a white friend, we not friends, but we cordial. I would say Carmen is probably my closest thing to a white.
Shout out to Carmen. That's me and my white friends. I didn't get posted because I got a Black America shirt.
Who are you?
Only reason they get posted because I got a Black America shirt. Legit. The only reason that they get
you
posted.
Love who you love.
Because I got a Black. That's my white friend.
Yeah, you love who you love.
This ain't even up here, but today I had to go to Uvalde for work, and decided to go by the school. Mm. I was like, yeah, I'm gonna drive by the school. Like, mm-hmm. I was like, yeah, let's see, nigga. Went by the school.
Is it even there still?
The school is still there.
Okay.
It is a like it's just a bunch
big
of
big memorial.
Just shit. All these like people have hung up banners, which is slightly problematic, in my opinion. Like. There are companies who have hung up banners that say shit like, pick a company.
Whatever. They stand with Uvalde.
Yeah, yeah. Black Forest stands with Uvalde, right? But it's their logo.
Yeah, that's.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that's kind of foul.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, don't pass the smell test. But I felt that way about when the Texans football team invited the Uvalde football players to watch the Texas home opener. I was like, why are y'all inviting high school players to come watch football? Like, they paid for the high school players to come to the game, post up in the in one of the suites, watch the game, and then come home, right? Mm-hmm. I'm like, the high school didn't have these problems?
They were older siblings.
Okay, so invite all the older siblings.
Right, not just the football
team. Not just the high school football team.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Either include all the older siblings or invite the elementary school kids, the whole school.
Yeah.
And the Texans could afford to, an afternoon game, charter a bus to the school, to the game,
what
and back.
What distance is that? Uvalde to Houston.
I don't know. Shit, it was.
How far was it for you?
An hour and a half straight out 90.
Okay.
Okay.
So like almost 2 hours, like almost 2 hours straight out of 90. So shit, 2 hours here and another, what, 2.5 to Houston?
Oh, different directions?
No, no. So 2 hours further.
Pass? Wait.
So from Houston to San Antonio is what, 2.5?
Right.
And then another hour and a half. 2 hours.
That's what I'm saying. So Uvalde is Houston,
yes.
Opposite direction.
Yes, yeah,
okay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So it was, yeah. So they would have been like 5, which I mean, you could have did it anyway. Yeah. I ain't gonna tell nobody how to spend their money. Let's talk this. We can run this as the last story too. Did you see the shit that happened at University of Kentucky with Sophia Rousing and Kayla Springs? Do you know who those people are?
No.
Okay, good. I'm glad you didn't, because you don't be looking at shit. So 2 nights ago, I think it was Saturday.
Was it a fight? Did they have a fight?
Saturday, Sunday night.
Like with pillows and shit?
When was the last time I saw a good pillow fight?
And the pillows bust. And
yeah, and the feathers go everywhere.
And water.
Water just pops out of nowhere. Yeah. Everybody got a water gun. Yeah. No, so University of Kentucky, a white girl, and it's important to say she's white, came home. She was drunk, trying to get into the dorms, and the black girl who works the front desk in the dorms was like, hey, do you need help? She realized the girl was drunk, so she called an RA. Before the RA came down, the white girl got real aggressive and just started calling the black girl a nigga bitch, and somebody started recording it.
Of course.
And so the story went up on TikTok, and TikTok removed it. And the story went back up on TikTok, and TikTok removed it. So the girl said she just finally came and told her story instead of posting the video. TikTok claimed, I think.
Yeah, removed it under what?
It was a fight, right? You don't post the fight, is what they claim. Some shit like that.
It was just. There was aggressive words,
but at one point the white girl was swinging. The white girl started swinging. The white girl has since lost her job at Dillard's, and I know she issued some type of apology, saying that she was drunk when the shit happened. That was her. I was drunk, but she was looking at this black girl in her face and calling her a nigga bitch. Here's my question.
Okay.
Have you ever been so drunk that you called your gal a nigga bitch?
No.
Have you ever been so drunk you call her a nigga?
No.
Or a bitch?
No.
Okay.
There's levels. Anybody who's been, well, not anybody, but when I'm drunk, I got about a 30-minute window of where I'm life of the party, you know, or ready to fuck with it. And then I'm out.
Say that 30 minutes be it, though,
that's
huh?
Out. You catch me in that 30 minutes, you gonna, I make you fall in love.
Okay.
I'm going to put it on you. But, boy, if not, if we got to ride to your house, nah. If we can't just jump out in the car and do it real quick, okay, follow me home. Nah.
No.
It ain't going to work. So, nah, I'm not the act out when I'm drunk person. Yeah, I'm the fall asleep when I'm drunk and get caught in some bullshit person.
First of all, I don't drink, so
you don't drink, yeah.
I can say that, not drinks, but when I'm high, when I'm high, if I do edibles, it's a really weird arc, because you take the edible, and then, you know, you're just chilling, like, ain't nothing happening.
Before you know it.
Right, and then when the edible kick in, I'm the goddamn man.
Yeah.
But it's like when the edible kicks in, it's like, oh shit, until I hit paranoia.
Yeah.
And then paranoia, I hate paranoia high. I hate paranoia high. I'd be like, oh shit.
That's why you have to be home. You don't get paranoid at home.
Or you just get high at, while you out the
Yeah, don't say it.
I ain't saying no more.
I don't like this. I know this has become the thing over the last 4 or 5 years of, you know, people saying some racist shit, us finding out who they are, and then pushing for them to get fired or, you know, out of whatever position they're in. I used to be all for that. And with the exception of, you know, very special circumstances, I'm not for that any longer.
Right.
I think, unfortunately, we have to come to terms that there are just bad people in this world who have the right to have jobs and take care of their family.
Okay. Here's where the problem lies, though. We own a clothing company.
Mm-hmm.
If we have an employee that says some really foul shit, now they don't own the company. I'm not talking about one of us, like somebody who works for us, but they say some really foul shit. Do we say, well, that's them, we gonna let them keep working?
No, but like I said, it kind of the depending if you are a, you know, if you work in a meat factory and you say some really foul shit, who gives a fuck? You're not a representative. You're not an out front person. You're not a customer interacting person. Why should you lose your job from the meat factory? That kind of shit. That's what I'm talking about.
Here's why. Because the meat factory has to be concerned with, well, depending on what the foul thing is, right? Okay, let's say you work at a meat factory.
And you call somebody a nigga bitch.
Okay, and you call somebody a nigga bitch.
Mm-hmm.
The meat factory also has to deal with inner office morale. Yeah. What the white guy calls somebody a nigga bitch, then comes to work and works around a bunch of
nigga bitches. Bleep that.
No, I'm not. I'm not bleeping shit. I don't feel like it.
So then that becomes a separate thing. You're not, that's an inner office issue. It's not just because random people on the internet are calling for your job. That's a different issue. So you're not addressing that.
But even then, though, it's the issue of if I have to be concerned with, do you leave work in your work shirt, right? And you calling people nigga bitches. Like, you are now representing us as a company. When I worked for USAA, it was a rule that was lightly followed that if you had on your work shirt,
don't
go to the bar.
Yep. CPS, right? Same thing.
Right. And so in that circle of ideology, if you work for me,
mm-hmm,
and you out here doing foul shit, you are slightly at a very low level, but you are slightly representing me as a company. As a company, I don't want people, depending on what the foul shit is, right? Like, I don't want people working for me that are out here calling people nigga bitches. Now, if people work for me and they don't have my same political views, cool. You don't have to stand in the same place I stand politically.
Yeah.
But what you can't do is storm the Capitol.
I agree.
You know what I'm saying? Like, because there's a window there of, well, now even if you're not arrested. It's a window of you represent the company on a daily basis, and customers now look at you and go, oh yeah, y'all be hiring all them.
I think if you're a customer interacting person, otherwise I don't. If somebody works in our warehouse at Black America and say some foul shit, and they work in our warehouse back there folding, breaking down boxes and shit, I give a fuck. You talking about John, the man that break down boxes back there?
Wait, no.
Go holler at him. Shit, I give a fuck.
Here's the difference. Here's why I say, I agree slightly, but here's why I disagree. If John is on social media, White Boy John works for Black America Clothing Company, but he's our box boy. All he's doing is breaking down boxes. We are paying him excellent, though, because Black America is making really good money. We are paying John great money to tear down boxes.
Yeah,
top of the industry in box breaking.
Yeah,
salaries.
Yeah, yeah. John is getting the best box breaking salary ever. John is proud of his job. So John posts every week, shit, up here, Black America doing the thing, like posting videos, like John loves his job.
Mm-hmm.
But then John go out and call somebody a nigga bitch. That becomes a direct reflection of the people around him, the places he works. Like, all of that takes a hit. And so when social media says, yo, y'all got John in here getting top dollar for breaking down boxes, and he out here calling women nigga bitches. And it was a white woman he called a nigga bitch. It wasn't even a Black woman, but he out here calling white women nigga bitches. Like,
yeah, we put John through sensitivity training and diversity training. John good now.
But so the question becomes, do we incur the cost of putting John through sensitivity training, or do we just fire John? We paying John like $60,000 a year to break down boxes.
Nobody goes through training. That's just PR bullshit.
It's PR bullshit.
Nobody going to know that.
It's PR
training.
Bullshit until John's sister comes out and says, "Oh, they lying. They didn't put John through since." Like, we got to put John through something. If we paying John $60,000 a year to break down boxes, yeah, John making that good money, though. He is the top box breakdowner. We paying John $60,000 a year to break down boxes. We could just say, "Hey, John, you out here wilding. Yeah. I'm not paying for your sensitivity training. You gone, and I'm gonna bring in Alfred, the nigga we talked about earlier, and we only paying him $40,000 anyway.
And then some shit gonna pop up on him.
And then we let his ass go too. And the new nigga we paying $30,000. You see how we didn't just save $30,000 because these niggas don't know how to act on the internet.
Nigga, let's go.
Hey, man, thank y'all for rocking with us. We got a lot of big shit in store. Like I said, we got a new venue that currently working on. Hopefully in the next couple of weeks, by December, I'm thinking we may be in a new spot. Looking for a third. Though we need one more person in here. So if y'all know somebody who want to be on the pod, tell them to come holler at us. Holler at me. Because Nate don't give a shit. Nate does not give a shit.
Don't say that, man.
No, because you don't. Here's what I know. Anybody that comes in, you don't give a shit. Like, you're like, okay, whatever. Like, this nigga here. Like, I'll show this nigga how to pod.
Hell yeah.
I don't know. We ain't got shit. Shout out to Black America Clothing Company for being on the cover of the San Antonio Black Business Journal directory.
I need to look into that. I don't
know about that. What else I got? We got anything else?
I ain't got shit.
All right, shit. Coming to Bly this week. I think we got a feature.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't know who it is. Some dude.
That must be you, man.
No.
Oh, no?
No. That's some dude. Like, I don't know who it is, though, but yeah. I don't think I got nothing else either. Shit. Peace out, bitches.